The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The fifth condition that Hashem has that makes me reliable is that He's the one who put this entire world into place, and He decides and everything should happen.
Today we are starting the fifth condition that Hashem has, which makes Him so reliable. We'll briefly say over the first four. Number one is that Hashem is a condition that is full of Ava for us, like Rachmim, Chesed. Second one is that He's constantly Mashiach. He's always aware of everything that's happening to us, every second of our lives. The third one is He's almighty. He has more power than any other Bria. Nobody can stop Him from doing what He wants. The fourth is that He's aware of exactly what's good for us and what's not good for us. And the fifth one is to realize everything that's created is created with a specific defined set of shape and size and power. That's the physical world. The world definition by translation means, the definition means defined, that it has limited borders to itself. A table has this length, and a car has that length, and that material, and that ability to do such and such. And every animal and every human being has their koiches up to a certain degree. Everything is within the gvulim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up for it. We cannot change what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to change. It's all in His hands. Now, originally they had this theory of evolution, which, kamavan, is accepted in the secular world because they just want some way of avoiding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't really have any good basis. So years ago, they were expecting that they're going to be able to manipulate creatures from starting as one creature and another. So one of the famous things they used was a fruit fly, which was very good because it reproduces very quickly, so you can have many, many generations in a short period of time. And they played around with them. Or so you would think, after a certain amount of years, a little fruit fly, let's say that's the size of a grain of rice or whatever size it is, you'll eventually get one the size of an apple. Nicer, what they saw is after a while, you can change and fiddle with it as much as you want, but you get to a certain point of change, it just stopped. It wasn't able to change it anymore. It even stopped reproducing. And that's the way everything is in the world. We just try to imagine that we can change everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, the history is revealing more and more to us, which we will explain in a minute why He's doing this, as far as we can understand. But with all that knowledge we have and the power we have, we cannot create anything. We can't even change anything within the boundaries that Hashem gave it. You know, take, for example, a human being. We all were created from Adam HaRishon, whether it's an 8-foot, however big, husky guy, or the tiny midget. They're even different nationalities. Some of them are very tall, some of them are very short, and different colors. They all came from Adam HaRishon. How could that be? Because Hashem built in Adam HaRishon a certain amount of leeway, this direction and that direction. But that's all it has. Doesn't change from one thing to another thing. And that's within all the creatures, a certain amount of leeway. You can have a bird with this type of beak and another type of beak and a third type of beak. That's all about that. That's why Hashem set it up. That for different needs, creatures within their borders and boundaries, they can change. They don't change one thing to another. It came to the point, I read a book that was written maybe 50 years ago. It said, you know, he's predicting that in the people in the evolution, they're dreaming to find all the missing links between the different species. So there's going to come a time they're going to see that those don't exist, these missing links. They're going to come up with all kinds of theories to explain how suddenly things jump and they change to something else. And lo and behold, that's what happened. Because if your theory is just to preserve your way of life, then it doesn't have to be
Kol HaLashon
bound to a scientific method. You just have to make it happen, because otherwise you may chas v'shalom have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know, it's so simple. We don't have to make our heads crooked and try to come up with all kinds of strange theories. The way you look at the world is the way Hashem wants us to see it. The beauty of every creature, whether it be animal life or plant life or even the earth itself, the atmosphere, the stars, everything has its gavulas. It's limited to what it can do, because everything was created for a certain purpose. I mentioned before there's been an explosion of knowledge in the past 150 years, a little bit more. It's really amazing, the advances we have in science. And many of them came, the mikra wasn't even planned out. Like the discovering of the X-ray by the Curie family, Madame Curie. They weren't looking for it, and they found it. And that became one of the most important things. Kamavan got developed many, many times over in the course of the years to understand interactions of molecules and atoms and different things. It's an amazing thing nowadays. They know the whole human genome. You're just given a blood sample and you get a whole map of your 4 billion different combinations of base cells in your DNA. Whatever you call them. Nucleotides, I forgot what they call it. Anyway, Lamaisa, the Malcolm says an interesting thing. It says, Dol Dol Yishabach Masecho. So it could be translated as every generation they will praise your ma'isim. It says Yishabachos is a lotion of growth and profit. Something makes profit, it's called Shabach. He says there'll be a deeper and deeper understanding of the creation as time goes on. And part of the idea behind it is when we're closer connected to Halsina, Maimon Halsina, the giving of the Torah, and within Klal Yisrael, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacted with us and spoke to us and gave us the Torah and still interacts with us was so obvious. There was less of a need to see the wonders of Hashem and the Bria. But as time goes on and people have less of a direct connection to that, we need that extra chizik to see this amazing, amazing Bria. And you could take any part of the physical body and just look into it to see as much as the scientists know. And it's just so amazing, the intricacy, how so many different factors have to work together simultaneously. There's no way to explain it by happening by itself. They look away from it, but we look towards it to see the greatness of this beautiful synchrony that Hashem put into our bodies, a tremendous chokhmah. Like we mentioned one time before, the immune system that we have that could automatically, on the spot, when some dangerous thing comes into our body, identify it and deal with it and destroy it. And millions and millions and billions of different things that they catch and they protect us. That's one thing we get out of this new thing that we have nowadays with the vaccinations. Be mispointed on this amazing system that Hashem builds within our body to watch over us. That's what we're starting to talk about this week. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything with specific boundaries and limitations into its nature and its shape and its koyach. And therefore, there's nothing that really can encompass anything or even accomplish anything in a full fashion other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the one who set everything into position. And we look at the bigger picture. There's all the different things around me, and I have to interact with them. But they're all under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's giving each one its power And together with that, he's watching over me. And I could feel comfortable that all I have to do is turn to the one who's orchestrating this whole great world around me. And if I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's all I need to do. She's able to appreciate more. Mitzadachet, how limited everything else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is. And this way we'll be able to focus on true bitachon and Hashem that will give us the proper pieces of mind to take advantage of everything we have every day of our life. Shabbat.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.